Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. This is the Affluent Entrepreneur Show for entrepreneurs that want to operate at a high level and achieve financial liberation. I'm your host, Mel Abraham, and I'll be sharing with you what it takes to create success beyond wealth so you can have a richer, more fulfilling lifestyle. In this show, you'll learn how business and money intersect so you can scale your business, scale your money, and scale your life while creating a deeper impact and living with complete freedom. Because that's what it really means to be an affluent entrepreneur. All right. So here's an interesting thing is that I had someone tell me the other day that the fact that they work a job, the fact that they work a 9-to-5 means that they'll never be rich. And it isn't the fact that they work a 9-to-5 that they means that they'll never be rich. It's the fact that they have that attitude. So in this episode, I want to start to walk through this idea of a 9-to-5 job. Is it dead? Is it possible? What do you need to do? How do you do it to navigate it? Because I truly believe that financial freedom is a birthright. It doesn't matter whether you're in a 9-to-5 or you run your own business. It's possible. And we're going to talk about some statistics, some pathways, and some things to do it. Because here's what we know. The 9-to-5 was originally created as part of it was before the industrial age, into the industrial age. But what the problem is with the 9-to-5, it was the assembly line, the manufacturing, all of that stuff, is it commoditized your talents, it commoditized your skills, it reduced them to time, okay? It was something that allowed us, in a time where the primary industries were manufacturing and agriculture, to make it work and make sense. But as we transitioned into information technology, service technology, and all of those things, it shifted some things, but we didn't shift with it. See, one of the challenges that back when we were doing these kind of industrial age thinking things, and I've said this before, I think our retirement system is broken, and we need to look at it very differently, is that in that time, you would invest your life into a company. You would work 40, 50 years into a company. And then once you retired, they gave you something called a pension plan. And that pension plan is what we would call a lifetime income. So they just said, you spent decades of your life here with us. So because you spent decades of your life here with us, we're going to make sure that we take care of you the rest of your life. And there was a lot of companies that did that until they couldn't anymore. Because it got too expensive. People were living longer. And so now all of a sudden, the idea of giving everyone lifetime income became more problematic and more expensive. So what they did is they started to do away with them. And so now you no longer, you had still the industrial age thinking, but you no longer had the pension plans along with it. They gave you 401ks and they gave you IRAs and they gave you these other plans. But these other plans never guaranteed you an income. These other plans only guaranteed whatever you did with it if you put money in it. And now the pension plans were there whether you decided to or not, you participated. But you could have a 401k plan, not contributing, you got nothing. You could have an IRA and not contribute, and you got nothing. You're required to put money in. Not only that, you're required to invest it. In a pension plan, they invest it for you. I sit on a committee. We run a $50 million pension plan. And we make the investment decisions for everyone that's invested in that. They don't have to worry about it. We got it. But when it's your own 401k, or whether it's your IRA, it's in your lap. And so the challenge is that a lot of people don't necessarily understand it, do it, or get themselves involved with it because they say it's complicated. It doesn't have to be. It can be simple. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. We just need to know a few things. And so here's what we know is that the demands on those older companies went up. And so they could not sustain it and they put it back in your lap. Now you got to look at it and say, how do we do this? And can you build wealth even in a 9-to-5? And the answer is yes. There's a study of 10,000 millionaires, believe it or not. 10,000 millionaires, 79%, almost 8 out of 10 were first generation millionaires. First generation meaning that they built it on their own. It wasn't inherited. It wasn't gifted. It wasn't winning the lottery. They created it. That means 8 out of 10, y'all. That means that you have a chance to do it in your own lifetime. Here's the most important statistic in this. 31% of them never made much more than $100,000 during their career. What does that tell me? It tells me it wasn't about how much they made. It was about what they did with what they made that made the difference. And so whether you're in a 9-to-5 or you have your own business, doesn't matter because there's plenty of people that I know have their own business. They're making a lot of money, but they're spending a lot of money and they got nothing to show for it. Then there's those that are making $100,000 a year, but they're doing the right things with their money. So their money works harder for them than they did for it. And they find themselves in a place of financial freedom because they built a money machine. And that's the thing that I want for you. Here's what we need to understand. There is shifts in employment. There's shifts in the labor market. There's shifts going on. We've got the gig economy. We've got people that are doing second and third jobs to not necessarily make ends meet. Yes, there is. That's a whole nother discussion with that. But also to realize that it's important for them to have multiple sources of income to feel more secure, to feel in a place of doing that. And now they also have, instead of employees, contract employees, where I can go into an organization and be paid more to do a project than I would if I was employed full time. So here's the biggest things to think about. I want to talk about the benefits of the 9-to-5 first, then I want to talk about the things that you need to do, right? The first is this, is that, look, getting a job with a good company comes with a lot of benefits that you would not have automatically if you did this on your own. So you can't disregard it. You can't presume that I'm not going to get anywhere if I'm working a 9-to-5. That's not necessary too, because with a good company, you know, you have the ability to get healthcare. Like I look at it, my wife's company, our healthcare is with my wife's company. We've got great healthcare. Thank God, because of my cancer journey, that we have the healthcare. PTO, you get paid time off. Now, will they limit it? Sure they will. Okay? There's this idea that, oh, I start my business, I have complete control of my time. I got news for you. Unless your business is run right, the business is controlling you instead of you controlling the business. You can't take a month off your business unless it's built right. That's a whole nother discussion and a whole nother topic for another time. But just the fact that it's your business doesn't give you the ability to walk away because you realize that you walking away might cut off the cash flow. And how do you pay the bills? So working a 9-to-5, you have the security of a paycheck. Now, is it secure? It's a whole nother conversation because you could lose your job at any time. Because most places, yeah, it's based upon their performance and that kind of thing. It can happen. But I think that you need to understand the other benefits. So PTO, you got health care benefits. You can get training and experience at these places. I went to a large consulting firm right out of college, and I stayed there for a good, you know, 5-6 years or so. Not because of the pay, trust me, because I was working long, long hours, 10 o'clock at night, you know, for not a lot of salary. I mean, my starting salary when I came out of college, now mind you, it was a while ago, it was $27,000. Okay? But the education and the experience set me up to do some of the things that I got to do today. Okay, so there's benefits to being able to be trained. There's possible matching on retirement plans that you can get from your employees. So you participate in the 401k and they might match the first 3%. So you put 3% of your salary in, they put 3%. That's 100% return. You can't ignore that in doing that. Then you also have some companies that'll give you long-term incentives to stay on. My wife has a long-term incentive plan that vests over time that kind of keeps her locked in, saying, hey, if I leave, I lose part of this, so I'm going to just stay. And so all of those things can't be disregarded. When we start to talk about 9-to-5s and you talk about it won't make you rich, you got to look at the whole package. Okay? Remember I said 8 out of 10, 79%. Our first generation and 31% never made more than much more than $100,000. So, what do you need to do? Let's talk about the process and what you need to do to make sure that you take advantage and do the right things with your money in your 9-to-5 to build you and put you on the path to financial freedom and wealth. And the first thing is this: is to automatically first look at it through the eyes of the wealth priority ladder, which we talk about. And that is this. The first thing I want everyone to do is to have $1,500 in a comfort fund put away, or 1 month's expenses, one or the other, whichever one's larger. Here's why. This isn't your emergency fund. This is a, I don't have to go into debt. I don't have to sell something. I don't have to dip into something if something unplanned happens. A transmission goes out on the car, okay? You have a problem with the house. You have a medical situation which requires you to pay your deductibles. All those things, they're taken care of in this 1 month's expenses or this $1,500. So you don't have to go into debt to do that. That's the comfort fund. But then the next piece of that is that once we have that in place, we need to make sure that you don't have any destructive. That you're not using debt to finance your lifestyle, that you're not using debt to finance what we call consumables, the stuff that you use up, clothing, luxury vacations, luxury items, technology, TVs, you know, furniture, all that stuff. If you cannot pay for it in cash, what that means is you're borrowing from your future to live a lifestyle that's outside your means today. Now, I'm not talking about buying a home. I'm not even talking about buying a car, as long as you don't overbuy a car. I am talking about your regular lifestyle. And so we want to make sure that you have no destructive debt. So the second stage of this is getting that debt, the destructive debt, paid down. You got to put yourself on a debt payment plan. If you have consumer debt or destructive debt or lifestyle, first things first, stop the bleeding. We got to stop the spending so we don't go further into debt. And second, we got to get ourselves on a payment plan. If you need a way to do that, I have a free resource. Go to melabraham.com/no-debt, and we'll make sure we get it to you. And we'll also make sure that it's in the description below to make sure that you have it. But we need you to get out of destructive debt. At the same time, I want you to be building your peace of mind fund. Some people call it an emergency fund. I call it a peace of mind fund. The same time, I want you funding that. Some people say 2, 3, 4, maybe 6 months. I think you're wrong. I think you need 9 to 18 months. Call it 12 on average. I think that you need more space to have peace of mind. So over time, I want you to build that up, put it in a high-yield cash account, out of sight, out of mind. It is there to sustain you if there is a prolonged problem. So comfort fund, get out of destructive debt and build the peace of mind fund. Then we get into investing. Then we turn around and we say, okay, now we're going to invest. This is where I say we're building towards freedom. We're building towards freedom, baby. Here we go. Now, this is where we say we want you to ultimately push yourself to a point where you're putting 20 to 25% of your income away. Where do you put it away? The first place to go is to make sure, especially if you're in a 9-to-5 and they have a 401k, is to get 100% of the employer match. If your company is matching how much you put into your 401k, you make sure you put in enough to get 100% of the match. It is free money. So if they're going to match 4% of your salary, you make sure that at a minimum you're putting 4% away, because they're going to put 4% for you. I can't tell you that people just leave around. If I walk through your office and I'm dumping $50 bills and $100 bills on the floor, you're going to walk by them? Are you going to pick them up? I think you want to pick them up. Why are we doing that in the 401k? Let's pick them up, all right? And so that means that we're going to put the money in. So we're going to get the free money first. And that is making sure that we max out the match. And if you have access to an HSA, a high yield save, or a high deductible health plan with a health savings account, this is the time that I would start to think about funding it also. Once we know that I've got 100% of the match money in place, now we can look at it and say, all right, so where else can we go? I'm going to take a portion of the money now. I'm going to get 100% of the match. Then I'm going to move out. And if I qualify to put money in a Roth, I'm going to max out the Roth. Now this year, the max on the Roth is $7,000. So you max out the employer match, you max out the Roth for $7,000, as long as you're not above the income limits, and now you come back to the 401k to match. Why am I doing it this way? Here's why am I doing this way. I'm trying to take advantage of, first, the free money, anything that the company is matching. Second, the tax-free money. So the Roth, when I put money into the Roth, that $7,000 I put in the Roth, when I take it down the road, completely tax-free. So I want to have tax-free dollars down the road. And then we come back to the 401k and we fully fund the 401k. You can max out the 401k this year at $23,000. And if you're 50 or over, you can go up to $30,500. And that adjusts every year. So you got to look at the limits. So point being is that there is a recipe to maximize your returns, to get the biggest benefit, and to build you towards wealth. How did 31% of the people build their millions when they didn't make much more than $100,000 during their career? They did it this way. They had a process, they had a recipe, and they had something to follow. And that's what I'm giving to you. So start with a comfort fund, blow out the destructive debt and the consumer debt while building the peace of mind fund, then start getting 20 to 25% of that income into your investments. Start with maxing out the employer match, max out the Roth, then max out the 401k. And if that's not 20 to 25%, then we're going to push to other things beyond that. But point being is that just because you're in a 9-to-5 doesn't keep you from being rich. There's plenty of people that have done it, and you can too. And if you need additional income to do that, you might need to consider supplemental income sources, a second gig thing, taking some of your talents and skills and contracting it to somewhere else, because now all of a sudden you can put money away. Think about this. $800 put away a month at 8% in 30 years turns into $1.2 million, $800. So if you needed to get a little additional income and you made an additional $800 a month and you just use that to invest, put $1 million in your pocket. Point being is that it isn't about how much you make, and it has nothing to do with whether you're in a 9-to-5 or a business. It has everything to do with what you do with them. Make the discipline, the behaviors. Remember, wealth creation is less to do about money, more to do about choices, decisions, and behaviors. So if we build these behaviors, whether you're in a 9-to-5 or a business, you'll find your pathway to being rich. Follow the recipe. Follow the process that we teach, and we'll make sure that we get you there. All you got to add is the dedication, the discipline, keep running the miles, right? I hope you found this of value. I hope that this helps you, and I hope that you now see that a 9-to-5 doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be rich, all right? Until we get a chance to see each other in another episode, we're on the road, always, always strive for the life. Thank you for listening to the Affluent Entrepreneur Show with me, your host, Mel Abraham. If you want to achieve financial liberation to create an affluent lifestyle, join me in the Affluent Entrepreneur Facebook group now by going to melabraham.com/group, and I'll see you there.